Chapter 28. In her dream, Jaina longed to redirect the Kai girl's shikar before it lodged in Ben's eye. But those were not the rules. The fate of the galaxy hung on this fight, and if Jaina wanted the galaxy of the future to be a fair one, then she could not interfere, not even if it meant Ben losing an eye or his life. Whose rules Jaina could not recall. She knew only that she had arrived at the rim of the gorge to find the pair locked in battle, their lightsabers sparking and popping as they drove each other back and forth across the stone courtyard. She had snatched her own lightsaber from her belt and sprang down into the yellow fog that was rising from the font of power, and immediately found herself back where she had started, with her lightsaber hanging back on her belt. A voice that was neither male nor female had said, "No." And Jaina had understood that she could not help her young cousin. The balance itself hung on the fight between Ben and his Sith girlfriend. Not on its outcome, but on the combat itself. At the last second, Ben leaned away from the flying shikar, but the blade passed so close to his head that Jaina saw a spray of blood and the tumbling crescent of an ear tip. Then the yellow fog lifted again, and Jaina felt herself rising through the viscous warmth of a back-to-bath. How long it had been since the medevac team had extracted her and Luke and Corrin from the Jedi Temple, she had no idea. Her injuries no longer ached, but she could tell she was being pulled from the cylinder early. Her arm felt a bit weak in the area of the break, and when she tried to expand her lungs, she experienced a momentary hesitation that suggested her body still expected it to hurt. Once her head had cleared the top of the tank, Jaina found herself looking out on the utilitarian interior of the Galactic Justice Center infirmary. Like most prison infirmaries, it was little more than a long hall, with a row of opaque bath cylinders along one side and a row of security stalls along the other. Gavin Darklighter, the admiral in command of the Galactic Alliance Space Marines, had commandeered it for use as a field hospital, and groaning space marines lay everywhere. Strapped onto hover gurneys parked in the central aisle, stretched out on exam tables and security stalls, even lying on the floor, curled into fetal positions. At least a dozen MD droids were performing surgery out in the open, and there were probably 30 sentient nurses performing triage or emergency life support. Clearly, the battle for the Jedi Temple was still raging, and it was not going well. When Jaina was clear of the cylinder, the hoist swung her over to the side and lowered her to the floor, where a weary-looking Duros female in blood-smeared scrubs stood with one finger pressed to the control panel. In her other hand, the Duros held Jaina's lightsaber and equipment belt, and there was a set of clean clothing folded over her arm.
"You look busy," Jaina said, reaching for the clothes. "I can handle dressing by myself."
The Duros pulled her arm away.
"You were supposed to be in the tank for another 12 hours.
She offered Jaina some underclothes.
"So I need to stay to make sure you're not going to faint."
"Jedi don't faint," Jaina said, slipping into the underclothes. "And you have a lot of other patients who really need you."
"And the sooner you stop arguing with me and finish dressing, the sooner I can tend to them," the Duros said. "Besides, I have a message, Master Solo. You're to join the rest of the Jedi Council as soon as possible. They are meeting in Senator Wool's office in the Senate building.